It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show. John, Anna, and friends. Our friend from the community today is Brandy from Casa in Texarkana. And good morning, Brandy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you in here. Of course, how long have you been with Casa, you say?
I've been with Casa for 3 years.
3 years.
How long has Casa been in Texarkana?
Great question. Casa and the Children's Advocacy Center have been around for almost 30 years.
All right. For those that do not know, and a lot of people go, well, I've heard of CASA, but what is it? What do they do?
Yeah, so CASA is for court-appointed special advocates. We're a volunteer organization that helps children once they've been removed. We are appointed by a judge, and a volunteer is on a case to walk through this journey with the child when they are in foster care due to child abuse and neglect.
It could be a wide range of things, whether it be physical abuse, sexual abuse, or the parents' drugs,
yes.
Things. It's a wide area, right?
Endangerment.
Yep, okay. That's exactly right.
Now, I know that recently on Facebook, you were talking about the fact that you had a Jane Doe.
Save Jane.
Okay, talk about that.
Sure. So Save Jane started in Dallas, Texas with their Children's Advocacy Center. And so a couple of the staff members, the amazing staff members, said, let's bring it to Texarkana, especially during this pandemic when we need awareness, because we know right now that because of the pandemic, children are stuck at home with their abusers.
Yes.
Children are not able to report. And when teachers were off and home, they are the first line reporters.
Right.
And when the neighbors, when the kids aren't outside walking around and neighbors aren't out, they're not seeing what's going on, teachers aren't able to report, we knew that some awareness needed to come about. And so Save Jane was, like I said, done in Dallas, and we brought it here. We combined it with CASA and the Children's Advocacy Center to read every child's name that we have served in 2019, which was over 1,200 children.
Just in one year.
Right here, in this area.
Mm-hmm. It took over an hour and a half to read the names, and because of anonymity, we call each child Jane Doe or John Doe, and we asked members of the community, which was a really amazing thing because some of the members in the community didn't know we existed. They maybe had heard about us but didn't know exactly what we did.
Right.
And so when they got up there and read John Doe, age 6 months, or John Doe, age 4, Jane Doe, age 17, it really brought this awareness, and we had multiple people say, "This, you know, is this like... for how many years?"
Like for 30 years?
Yeah.
Like,
and
no.
We were like, no, this was 2019. In 2019, we served 1,226 children. And that's not all the children that were reported to the hotline. Those are just the ones that came into our center that we gave services to. And so it was just an eye-opening experience. And one of the things I really liked about it is we had some very prominent people in our community, and no one announced their names.
No.
Nobody like said, "And here's Mr. So-and-so or Dr. So-and-so."
Right.
They just simply came up, left their egos, if they even had any. We worked with people that really wanted to be a part of this and just came and read the names and left. And it was really impactful just to say, read 40 or 50 names a person.
Right.
And then the ages. And it was, you know, we saw grown men cry and women cry when they're up there reading it, because it is something, it's awful.
Well,
somebody should be saving
these children. Obviously, it's a bigger problem than probably most of us realize it is. Right here in our own, we think,
right.
Well, you know, it's not bad around here. There are bad things, and unfortunately, there are bad things that happen to people that it shouldn't be happening.
But, you know, we're on the national standard. Like, we meet the national standard.
Right.
It doesn't, child abuse, neglect, sexual abuse, physical abuse, it is not in one area.
No.
It's everywhere.
It's not a big city problem.
It's not a big city problem. You see the same thing you see in Washington, D.C. as you see in Texarkana. We serve 10 counties in the area with both of our programs. So we have a satellite office for the Children's Advocacy Center in Nashville, Arkansas, and we also have one in Cass County.
Okay.
And our CASA advocates serve everywhere in Texas and Arkansas. So if a child is pulled out of their home because of child abuse and neglect in Miller County,
right,
they may go to a foster home in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Mm.
They may, if they're pulled out in Bowie County, they may have one in Tyler or Dallas. And so our advocates, not all of our advocates, but the ones that are willing to, they go and see that child and make sure that child's doing okay. Because again, when a child is pulled out of their home and put into foster care to keep the child safe,
right,
the child's done nothing wrong.
Right.
Sure.
But the child's
the biggest impact.
That's right.
Oh, absolutely.
The school has changed. Their friends have changed. Their church has changed. Their neighborhood has changed. And now everyone they know, good or bad, has changed.
Right.
And they're in a new environment. And again, they've done nothing wrong.
Right.
And so a CASA advocate is simply there to say, I'm here for you. I'm listening to you. I'm going to make sure that you get all the services you need.
The best of most country is 103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. The MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And it's news time, but we're going to let the news be CASA and how you can be a volunteer in that organization, an advocate for the children. So tell us a little bit about what does it entail to become an advocate, a volunteer for a child? What would be the process?
So the first process is attending one of our information sessions and just really getting the meat and potatoes of what we do and seeing if that is something you would like to do. We don't flower it, like I've said. We don't try to sell it. We are very honest about what this is and what you will be dealing with and how much time it'll take, which is usually about 8 to 10 hours a month, and how much training goes into it to, you know, background checks. And then you're sworn in by the judge for whatever county you've signed up to work in. And so it is a little bit of a process. So our information session is just simply hopping on a Zoom with someone that is at our organization, and they kind of tell you everything. It takes about 20 or 30 minutes, and you're usually on there with a couple other people. And then at the end of it, you have a decision. If you'd like to fill out an application, great. If you don't, no problem. Just go out and talk about us in the community and let people know what we do.
Advocate for it and maybe find somebody.
That's exactly right.
Two Zooms today.
Right.
One's at noon and one's at 4, I think.
You want to make sure that if you're going to do this, that you're passionate about it and you do have the time that it will take to do it.
Right.
It's kind of like, otherwise you're kind of wasting your time and wasting Costa's time. But I mean, if it's something that really strikes something in your heart and you've got the opportunity and the time to do it, you could really absolutely impact a young child's life tremendously.
Right. A lot of our advocates, they go on one case, and then some of them have been around for 13 years. Some of them take one case, maybe two cases, and they say, okay, I need a break. And then they come back and pick up another one later on. And so we try to work with people because it is a volunteer. We want to work with people.
Yes.
But you do have an opportunity to change a child's story. Again, it's nothing the child has done wrong. And when they have somebody that is fighting for them,
changes the world. Their whole world is bigger.
Yeah.
And you talked to, I asked you off the air, is there a typical model advocate or volunteer, like a stay-at-home mom? And you said, no. There's all, it comes a diverse. Talk about your volunteers.
Right. So we have, right now, we have about 72 volunteers. We like to stay at about 100. So we need 37. We need 37 more volunteers. I mean, we could easily, with the amount of cases we have in the area, we could easily have 200 and something volunteers. But we can usually make it with a little over 100. And right now, we're just not there. So we have everyone from every walk of life, every ethnicity, every socioeconomic background. We have lawyers. We have teachers. We have people that have retired. We have brand new 20-something-year-old people that are just getting started with their career and want to give back to their communities already. So there is not a specific person that we can target, because it's just whoever has the heart to do this. They make the time to do it. We have people that have 4 kids and work full-time. And then we have people that like to be on the golf course. So it's for everyone.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, you're talking about the Zoom.
Yeah. I think we have the exact times.
Okay.
Yeah, we have an online information session at 5:30 today. We always have them coming up. If you want to find out more about us, you can email Melinda Cree, CASA@texarkana.org, or you can just go to our Facebook page, CASA for Children in Texarkana. You can go to our website, CASA Texarkana. You can call our office, 903-792-1030. You can just Google CASA and we'll come up,
yes,
and you'll find all the information on it.
And you said typically 8 to 10 hours a month is kind of what you spend on
yes,
helping out?
Yes.
I mean, that's really not that much.
No.
I mean, it is a commitment. Don't think it's not, but that's really not that
no,
much.
No, it's like a couple episodes of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that much.
No.
when you think about it, 8 to 10 hours a month is not that much to make such a huge help.
Sir.
But once again, if somebody wants to get a hold of CASA as far as being a volunteer, what do they need to do?
They can go to our website, CASAtexarkana.org. They can go to our Facebook, CASA for Children, or they can call us 903-792-1030.
103-998-5, MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today has been Brandy from CASA, and we thank her for coming in. But right now, Brandy and Anna and you out there are going to play a game. It's just whatever game happens to come up, and today it is Yes or BS, or Barbara Streisand is
that'll be fun.
So I'm going to read you a statement, and you're going to tell me, is that exactly the fact, or is it wrong.
Okay.
It could be either slightly wrong or completely wrong.
So we have to buzz in or anything?
No. Just say what you think.
And we're allowed to follow each other.
Yeah, okay. Just don't look at the screen because that would give it away.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Yes or BS. Oranges have the same chemical found in Prozac. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to say BS.
I'm going to say yes.
All right. Well, Anna got that one.
She's been doing this before.
Yes, she has.
If it's really, really crazy, probably not.
Actually, it says bananas do.
I do believe that.
Bananas do.
Potassium.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's see. Yeah, the words "In God We Trust" appear on every U.S. coin along with the words "Made in the USA." Is that yes or BS, the whole thing that I said there?
BS?
BS.
All right, very good. It's United States of America that's on there, not made in the USA. So.
Made in the USA.
So you guys did very well.
Thank you.
Here's a tough one.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, you're going to have to know your Batman.
Oh.
You know, Batman. Adam West, who was the original Batman on the TV show back in the 60s and 70s, and Michael Keaton were both 37 years old when they started playing the role of Batman. Were
that
they 37?
Crazy enough to be
sounds
true.
Sounds good, yeah.
You are correct. They were. They were 37 years old. So good job. Y'all are doing quite well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The Ford Motor Company first used robots in manufacturing as early as the year 1960.
Yes.
Yes.
Y'all were confident on that.
Yeah.
And yes, that is true. 1960. The average giraffe.
I know so much about giraffes.
Yes. I know you have one in your backyard. The average giraffe is 4 feet tall at birth. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to say yes.
That seems kind of short.
You think so?
I'm going to say BS. I think that's too short.
Okay.
You're so good.
I was trying to help Brandy out a little bit. Go with Anna. Go with Anna.
I don't mind losing to
it's
Anna.
Okay. It was actually 6 feet tall at birth. 6 feet tall, the average giraffe, if there is such thing as an average giraffe.
The average giraffe is taller than me.
Two more.
Baby giraffe.
Actually, three more real quick. George Washington preferred to tell time with a sundial. George Washington.
I prefer to think my George Washington did.
Yeah. He would be my hero.
Yes, he did.
All right.
So sweet.
Benjamin Franklin probably helped him out. All right, let's see. Marie Osmond, we know who she is, asked for only $1 per year in her 1985 divorce settlement. $1 per year.
Yes.
I think that's crazy enough to be true.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy enough to be true.
You're like 100%.
Playing this game a while.
All right, finally, a German Shepherd has the best eyesight of any breed of dog. Is that yes or BS?
They have a good sniffer, but do you think they have good eyes?
The best eyesight.
At this point, I don't care.
at this point, she doesn't care.
I don't care.
So do you want to go with my deduction?
Give us a guess.
Okay.
It is BS.
You're so good.
Well, she usually doesn't get them all right.
She did this time. I'm glad I made you look good.
Thank you.
Did you know these answers ahead of time?
We haven't had these.
I have to
before.
Ask this question every time to make sure
that
she hasn't.
Oh my God! Stop with it.
That she hasn't cheated. But you want to know which dog does have the best eyesight?
Yes, I do.
It is the Greyhound.
And how much did Marie Osmond? Did she get her dollar a year?
I can only assume it doesn't say. But
it just came in quarters.
Yeah. There you go.
That's that made in the U.S.
A quarter here, a quarter there. Well, we want to thank Brandy from CASA for coming in and taking the time to spend with us this morning. And be sure and get in touch with them if you want to be an advocate, a volunteer to help out those kids that's so much needed. So once again, tell them how they can get a hold of you.
You can go to our Facebook, CASA for Children, our website, CASATexarkana.org, or call us 903-792-1030.
Thanks for coming in, Brandy, and have a good day.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.